Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
All right.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. So glad to be with you once again. Welcome to the place to get everything you need to have the cleaning company you have always wanted, the cleaning company you deserve. If you want to be a guest on the show, if you've got questions for me, or if you want to hire me to speak at your next event, you can do all of that with our amazing producer, Natalie. You can get a hold of her at Nat, N-A-T, at growmycleaningcompany.com, or just give us a call, 480-648-5149. Do it now. We don't bite. I promise. Today, we are chatting with Rachel Hicks from Slightly OCD Cleaning. Slightly OCD has been serving the Brunswick, Georgia area with residential cleaning services for just under 3 years. If you want to reach out to Rachel, you can get a hold of her at www.slightlyocdcleaning.com. Rachel, welcome to the show.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much, Mike. What's up, Cleaning Nation? So happy to be here.
So glad to have you. I could tell with just by the 2 minutes we talked on the phone, I could tell you are a gal that has listened to more than one of these shows.
To say the least.
Well, glad that you
haven't. Definitely love it.
Glad that you haven't got total mental illness just yet from listening to too much of me yakking on, and glad to have you on the show. Tell us about you, my friend.
Well, I am a single mompreneur. I have a 7-year-old son that is near and dear to my heart named Fortune. And I used to be in the restaurant business for most of my life and needed to make a career / lifestyle change from that. And miraculously, a door opened for me to start cleaning for a local tire company, and just referred from there to a family that might need some help and another family that might need some help. And now I'm working 6 days a week. And my son is well taken care of, but he's missing his mama. So I'm glad to be here to talk to you about how we can help that problem out.
Oh, I am so happy to talk to you that, because as exciting as it is for me to help owners of cleaning companies make more money, your boy certainly needs food and clothes and all that nonsense. But beyond that, I think he needs his mama far more than that. So if the time that we spend now can get you closer to that goal, time well spent, my friend.
Absolutely.
All right. So before we jump in, how did you get into our little web of Cleaning Nation? How did you find us?
Yo, I was on YouTube, and as I'm working, I'm like, you know, I really need to think about, you know, how can I get some information? And I'm using my hands. I've got my Bluetooth earbuds in. So I YouTube search how to hire cleaning company. And bam, there you were. And I was just like, oh my God, this is heaven. And so I listened to a lot on YouTube, and then I was like, well, duh, let me stop using up my data and go on over here and get on the podcast. And so that's what I did. And I've been hooked, and I can only listen to a certain amount because it gets my brain just like stimulated. So I have to listen and then pause and think, and how can I utilize that? And if you've just been so valuable. I just can't even express to you the gratitude that I have for you. And then I got on the Facebook group, and then like everybody's like family. I'm like, wow, this is so awesome. Everybody's just encouraging and sharing. And I just love that. So it's so awesome.
Well, I love that you're taking the opportunity of cleaning and you're really getting paid to learn and become a better entrepreneur. I love that multitasking. That's genius.
Absolutely. For sure. For sure.
All right, well, shoot, enough yapping. Let's get to helping, sister. What can I do for you today?
This is a twofold question. So one, it's just me. I'm doing all the work on my own. When I need some help, I have a couple of ladies that have been helping me. But I want to grow. And so I'm so fresh in the business, although I've been cleaning for a couple and a half years. Now I just filed the LLC paperwork last week. So I'm in the process of getting insurance and getting bonded and those types of things. And so I'm wondering, how can I go ahead and get insurance that covers not only me, but all of my contractors? I've been encouraged to do 1099 to start out. So So I'm very concerned about making sure that everybody's covered, and I was hoping to be able to do that all on my own. And then the second part of my question is, it is just me, and so I am paying all my personal bills out of the business, out of the money that I make. And so I'm wondering, how do I, without having a cushion to fall back on, to how do I hire people to come in and take some of the jobs that I have so that I can get new jobs so that we can scale? So that's just, it's just a catch-22, and that's why it's taken me so long to make the decision, but it has to happen, and so that's why I'm here.
Man, you're making me earn my money today. That's a big fat question. This isn't going to be easy at all. I was hoping for a nap.
Lord Jesus, sorry.
That has got to be the best I've ever heard. That's Lord Jesus, I'm sorry. All right, well, let me get up and do some stretches, maybe some jumping. Gee, my head working. I thought it was going to be an easy one. You pulled out the big gun, sister.
Help him, Lord.
All right, well, let me answer the first half first, because that's easy, and then I'll get warmed up, and we'll get into the hard part. So the insurance is super easy. And first of all, I'm not an insurance expert, so, and certainly not in all 50 states. I'm in Arizona. I've had lots of businesses here, Colorado, and many states, but I've never had any business in Georgia. So please, 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 the feedback I'm giving you is experience from a business owner. I'm not a CPA. I'm not an insurance expert. I'm not a employment law lawyer. So check with your attorney and the appropriate professionals in your area to double check what I'm saying. That's first and foremost. Second of all, the insurance should be an easy piece of it. So, and there's, and you, that people get kind of confused with, there's terms like bonding insurance, and there's, well, liability insurance and workers' compensation insurance and unemployment and underemployment. There's just all these different insurances. So let's kind of give a quick overview of what that looks like. Workers' comp insurance, workers' compensation, and again, I've got an Arizona background, so it could be different in where, and we got a lot of out of country, not in the United States. I have no clue what you guys are doing out there, so please don't listen to me on this one if you're not in the States. And if you're not in Arizona, definitely check, even if you are in Arizona, check with your legal professional. That said, workers' compensation insurance is if the person gets hurt, it's going to cover them. So if you have any employees, you want to have that insurance. Now, when you do a 1099 subcontractor, technically they're supposed to have their own workers' compensation insurance. They're supposed to have their own, all of their own insurance. But the reality is, in the cleaning business, most of the people that you hire, that not hire, but you want to work with, are not going to have their own insurance. So as a business owner, as a professional, as an entrepreneur, you don't want to just turn your head and pretend like, well, not my problem. Well, if they get hurt on your job site, whether it's your problem legally or not, I mean, that's a big deal if they're not covered, right? So I'm not a fan for that reason of hiring quote unquote 1099s, because nothing goes wrong until it goes wrong and then you got a problem. So that would be workers' compensation insurance. Liability insurance is a whole different kettle of fish. And workers' compensation insurance is 98% sure required by law in all 50 states. So if you're going to have any employees, that's not optional. You got to get that. The second type would be liability insurance. That means if you fall through somebody's roof or you break something or you steal something or something goes amiss, you or an employee, that's where the liability insurance would jump in. I don't know. And again, this is where you talk to an insurance expert. If liability insurance would cover 1099 subcontractors and employees or just employees. So and maybe you can get both options. Not sure. Definitely talk to your insurance person. But those are the two major types of insurance that you're going to have. And then if you do hire employees, or when you hire employees, there will also be state unemployment and Social Security and all this other stuff. And I encourage you to talk to a payroll company about that. I've never done my own payroll. I've always paid somebody else. It's, you know, usually a couple hundred bucks a month, but it's just a lot of security to make sure that they take out the right amounts and they file the right things and they pay all the stuff. And just so you know, and you definitely want to do that, right? Because you don't want to have to worry about withholding this money and keeping it separate. They'll take all the money out for you. It's all handled. They'll just say, hey, your payroll this month is $4,219. Write us a check. And then they handle everything. So all those insurances will be in there. If you have a payroll company, you don't have to worry about that. You just have to worry about the workers' compensation and the liability insurance. If you get a good insurance person, they should be able to help you with both of those. Did that answer your question on that side? Kind of the, I don't want to say the boring, but the tedious but important technical piece.
Yes, it does. That's great information. You laid it out, and then for specific details, I can just go to the insurance lady and you know, just be more clear about what exactly it is that I want, and then let her provide me what exactly it is that I need. So
yeah,
I think I was going in kind of meek, like, oh my gosh, I need da da da. And I think I could probably stand to be a little more bold.
Yeah, this is, you're the one writing the check for this. So don't put up with any crap from them telling you this, that, or the other. You're the one writing the check. You're in charge. If they don't know and they can't answer your questions, they're not the right guy, right? If I was trying to sell you insurance, right, you should go, I'm not buying from you. You don't know what the heck you're talking about. Great. Go find someone that does and give your money with that person. Okay, that's the first piece. The more, I don't want to say the more interesting, but probably what more people out there are dealing with is, let me restate your question so I make sure I stay on task. I hear you saying, I don't have any, the money that I'm making cleaning, I clean personally, so I don't have any overhead or employees. I'm just going to make up numbers. I need $5,000 a month to live, and I'm making exactly $5,000 a month. And if I start hiring employees, then I'll make less than $5,000 a month, and I don't have that money.
Right.
Okay. Whew. So first of all, I'm not a fan of, well, I'm a fan of the cleaning business for a lot of reasons, but one of them is that you're, I'm sure most of you guys know, is it's really easy to get into. There's not a high barrier to entry, right? I had a car dealership. It's a huge pain in the neck to get your license and all this other nonsense. Contracting, same thing. There's a lot of businesses that are just a pain in the neck to get into. Cleaning is not one of those, right? If someone says, I'll give you X amount to clean and you do it, you're in business. That's the good piece.
That's right.
Yeah, that, we love all that. Yep. The bad piece is, a lot of people don't treat it like a business. They treat it like a side hustle or just something they do. And then they get that kind of results, right? If you treat your business like a hobby, it's going to cost you money like a hobby. If you treat it like a business, it will pay you like a business. So we don't want to be a hobby. That's where we pay them. We want to be a business where they pay us. That said, so many people get into business with zero float or zero padding or zero reserve. And people come to me for coaching or help, and like, I have no money to put into my advertising, zero, not a dollar. And I say, well, then you need a job, right? Like, this is not, and we'll get to you, Sid. I'm not going to tell you to quit and go get a job, but I want to start so I answer everybody's question. I'm not a huge fan. If you literally have $0 and you're like, I want to get into business, even a business like the cleaning company is easy to get into, this isn't for you. Go get a job, save $1,000. And now start your business, or a couple thousand. Like, you got to have an emergency fund for any business. Certainly an emergency fund for this business is far smaller than others, but that doesn't mean it's zero. It just means it's smaller. Any questions on what I said so far?
No, not at all.
Okay. The second thing I'm a little concerned with is, I don't know what kind of expenses that you have, and we don't need to get into the details here on the show, but I do know if you're charging properly and you're working 40, 50 hours a week, you should have plenty of money. So my fear is either you don't have enough accounts, or you're more likely you're not charging them enough. And that's why there's no extra, there's no profit in the business. That's just paying you basically as a cleaner. But if you're charging $30 an hour and you're working 40 hours a week, that's $1,200 a week times four. We're looking at $5,000-$6,000 a month. And that's $30 an hour, which isn't even enough. So are your expenses super high, or are you just not making enough money?
Well, it looks like both, because I'm charging, and not everybody, I just moved up to this. I started out, between $15 and $20 an hour. That was at the very beginning. I soon found out that was not going to work for my time. I felt like I was being used and taken advantage of, but I really positioned myself to be used. So I ended up moving up to $20 and now $25 an hour. So I can clean a home. Lowest person is paying $100, mostly are $125, and then now we're moving up. And the most recent people we have are paying $150, and then I also have a couple commercial clients, but not like I'm really not really going for that. But I do clean a local radio station and a couple of churches as well, and that's on a totally different scale. So that's where I'm at. So $30 an hour is definitely more than I'm charging, but I also do have a lot of personal expenses, and so. To me personally, I just put it out there, I'm making about $4,000 a month, and I've got about $3,500, $3,700 worth of bills every month, personally. So that's where I'm at with it.
Okay, so you're a little short. And the $4,000 a month, or the $4,000 give or take in bills, is not obscene. Like, you're spending $10,000. That's, some people are going to be a little less, some people a little more, but that's well within the realm of, okay, fine. It's not a too much money going out problem. It's not enough money coming in problem. So if you've listened to the show, you're going to... Yeah, if you've listened to the show, you're going to go, crap, I've heard Mike say this. I knew he was going to say this. Now he's saying it in front of God and everybody. You do not price based on the hour. You solve people's problems, and that's what you charge them for. So it's never $20 an hour, $30 an hour. I mentioned the hourly rate because I'm talking internally between you and I. If I'm coaching you, we're talking about your pricing strategy. We are going to determine the price we're going to charge them to solve their problem by figuring out hours and multiplying by hours. When we communicate with a customer, it never is the hours. They don't care. If you could come in 1 second and wave your magic wand and sprinkle magic fairy dust all over their house and it was cleaned in 9 seconds, they don't care. Right. They'll pay you the same as if it takes you 27 hours, probably more than if it took you 27 hours, because at some point they're like, get out of my house. So that's the first thing. You've got to move towards, I solve problems. If you're are most of your customers weekly or every other week?
Every other week. Okay, and the churches are every week.
Yeah. So commercials, generally, I wouldn't take less than once a week. Residential, I'm shooting for try to get once a week, but I won't take anything less than every other week. So that should be.
I do have monthly. I do have 3 monthly clients.
Yeah. They got to go.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Or you just charge them so much where it's like, well, for that much money, of course I'll take a monthly. But ideally, I would rather just see you focus on, my goal is weekly customers. For commercial, I will accept only weekly or more frequently. For residential, every other week is the most. If you're not willing to make that kind of a commitment for this solution, you're not for me, right? Okay.
Okay.
So that's the first thing. And, you know, a monthly, if you're going twice a month, that should be $250 a month average, depending on the area that you're in. Georgia, $250 a month, not unusual. If you're far below that, you're not ready to switch. You don't have enough money. You'll be break even. You can't afford cleaners. So I'm not trying to bum you out or be the bearer of bad news, but I do want to be the guy that helps you make that transition to where you want. So first and foremost, you got to get your pricing straight. You've got to go to your customers and just tell them, this is the new pricing deal. We charge by the month. And, you know, maybe go one at a time, because if you don't have any room for error, so to speak, you know, you can't tell them all. And if you lose two or three, and that's going to be devastating, don't do that. Tell one. And if that doesn't work, go get another one. But you'd be shocked at how few people normally, when I coach people through this transition, they lose 0 to 10% of their customers. And almost always it's zero. So first and foremost, you've got to get a profitable business model. Because what I hear you saying is, how do I scale, right? I want to go from no employees to some employees, and the accounts I have to more accounts, and I want to get out of clean. Those are all great questions. We want to do it. But before you can scale, you got to get the business model that you have profitable. Right now, it's not profitable. You don't have a business. You just have a job, right? If you pay someone else, you won't make any money, because you got to, the costs for the employee and the overhead are going to be equal to or greater than what you're billing.
What I'm making.
Yeah. So the reason, so I wouldn't say I don't have any cushion. How do I make the transition with no cushion? Bad question. The right question is, I don't have any cushion. Why don't I have any cushion? How do I fix my business model so I have cushion? And then how do I take this profitable model and turn it into and expand it and scale it?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Whew. Man, you got me all fired up now. I'm going to try and take it. I'm going to need to do some yoga after this or something to relax. All right. I am done ranting and raving and being an insane person. We are going to move right to the lightning round. I'm going to give you 3 quick questions, give you the opportunity to share your experience with Cleaning Nation. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
The best piece of advice I've ever received is actually not cleaning advice, but it's from my mom. My mom, she always says this with every issue I've ever had that I can possibly remember. She's always like, God is your best friend. He's got your best interest at heart, And so, you know, so in any issue situation, just trust him and have faith. But also, that doesn't mean without any work. So you got to do your due diligence. You got to do your research. You got to reach out for help. But that, you know, prayer and trusting God is like one of the most important things you can do in your life.
Well, now that makes all my advice just sound stupid. Yours was way better. Should have started with you and gone afterwards. Now I sound dumb. Well, listen to Rachel. That's far better advice than anything I've got. Rachel, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that maybe we can learn from?
Holy crap. Are you kidding? Not having pricing correctly and charging too less and not making this business real ages ago. Hugest mistake ever.
We are releasing this probably sometime early November 2016. Young lady, we got to get you back on in 6 months after you've done this so you can kind of give us an update on how things have gone better. I'm dying to keep in touch with your story. Last question. What's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice that will improve their lives or their business, but something they can implement right away?
I have to defer back to what I said for the first one. You know, what we could do best, what can we do right now is just take that moment at any time, any place in our business, any place in our lives that we're not very clear on what exactly we should be doing. And we should pray. We should trust God. We should ask those questions, and we should be quiet, be still, meditate, and listen for those answers. And of course, then, you know, they will take you on where to go for your help, where to go for your research, and then you'll come upon people, gurus just like you, to help us, and we can be tremendously blessed just the way that I am right now.
I couldn't agree more, Rachel. And I gotta say, is A, I agree with 100% of what you said. B, I don't know about you, but for me, sitting still and shutting up and listening, so hard, so easy to say, so hard to do. Rachel, thank you.
Absolutely.
It's like, oh, one of those things like, oh, just do this. Like, well, yeah, but that's not easy. All right. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Rachel's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, of course, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.